job opportunities in Singapore and said, for us, we can train it and work as carpenters or technician of a building finishing, interior renovation. And also, he will first loan money for us for everything that we needed in this all process of coming to work in Singapore, including applied of passport, etiquette, and even including the agent's fees for him. And then we can pay him back once we're receiving of our salary monthly. Then we were thinking this is two-side winning situation. We would learn something from our work, and one day we can return to Myanmar with knowledge and skills. Since then, my friends and I decided to sign up for this job, and then we arrived in Singapore. When we arrived in Singapore, everything is different from what the agent said. Unexpectedly, we have been sent to work at construction work at Singapore MRT Terminal and MRT Station's building. We have never been a construction worker before at home, so this became a horrible and terrible work in our life. Many times and day by day, we wanted to quit the job, but when we think about it, we have signed the contract for return of his agent's fee, and we can do nothing but endure and continue to work day by day, working so hard as a slave. Sorry for using this word. In this situation, I became easy to anger and without patience, many times to fight with my supervisors and intentionally to make it troubles to fight the agent. I didn't realize slowly my life is changing. Temper, anger, worry, fear, sadness, seems like it, all the bad things fall on me at one time. And I pray to God every night for helping us to get off of here. When I don't get what I'm asking for, I doubt and complain to God. Why God never listened to my prayer? Well, he remains silent. Is the Bible, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, not said, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you are fine, knock it and the door will be opened to you? And also Mark 11:24, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. But at that time, I thought these Bible verses are useless for me. As I prayed and I believe it, it still nothing happened to me. Okay, 1 month later, Jonathan came to Singapore and introduced me to Miriam's sister. And then Miriam brought us to this church and got to know this CINC family, Pastor Rick and Susan, just like my parents. And church brothers and sisters, and just like my brothers and sisters, take care of us, pray for us. Working the whole week at construction job site, just waiting for Sunday come arrive, and I can take a day off from work and come to church. A couple months later, even though we were still working in the same construction site, but I deeply feel God is with me. Just like a lucky guy in out of all situation. Okay, just like the Bible, Psalm 23, okay, especially verse 4 said, even though I walk through the darkness valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. 6 months later, we resigned from the construction company and found a woodwork and interior renovation company. After changing to this company, everything is getting better. Not just better, but excellent for me. This company seems it can use computer and also a trilingual. So they put me in the office in charge as an administrator. Until today, I'm going to leave end of this month. My company, my manager, my boss still retains me to stay. I finally realized God did listened to my prayer at 3 years ago. When I knocked at the door, he did open the door for me at the perfect time. He didn't give me a beautiful life at the beginning, but he kept the best at the end. For the Bible, Isaiah 55, verse 9 said, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thought." God take control of all my life. He judges good and bad. He's not like the ghost in the kid story, Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp, okay, to make it true, to make come true of people's wishes. But our God is a wonderful God. He listens our prayer and make judgment for it. 3.5 years ago, when my first time come to Singapore, I only understand few words of English, but God showed me the way through Jonathan and Miriam. I found this church, a church that is not speak my mother tongue language, but I became my mother's church here, my home church and place, and a place I feel home in Singapore. And by God's grace, my English has improved a lot, and surprisingly can affect it to the two Chinese friends here, okay, can brought them to join us here weekly. And I believe they will one day know our God and improve their English also. Okay, I thank God I can stand here to share my testimony. I will also want to take this special moment to say thank you, Pastor Rick and Susan, for always help me and take care of me, just like my parents. And Miriam's love and care, just like my sister. Thank you. And thank you, Lori, for teaching us English. Okay. And thank you all in these past years being my brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you.